What's your relationship with resistance, Tiff?
Funny, Andy Goddard. Okay, but let's hear about, we're talking about Hi Facebook Live. It looks like we're live there now. Is that right? Or we're just on recording?
Just about. Yep. Just okay. About. Looks like they just changed the whole format. So.
Okay. Well, don't go live on, don't share this kombucha hack until you've gone live on Facebook. That
people
need to hear about it.
You're like sitting on pins and needles over there. You're like, the world needs to know about your kombucha hack, Goddard.
Well, because if it's actually tasty, then that's going to be revolutionary.
Well, I didn't say anything about tasty, did I?
Oh, shoot. I'm out of them already.
Okay. So it's saying I don't have permission to go live on my own Facebook page.
That's interesting.
So that's fun.
Have you posted anything controversial lately or talked to people about how to boost your view system? They might be censoring you. Oh, is that not funny? Sorry.
Okay, maybe this is a sign that we're supposed to switch over to our Facebook group.
Oh, because remember
that. Yes. I've tried three times and let's give it a go.
Well, I'm going to read while you're doing that. I'm going to catch up and see what everyone's doing for their oils. You know what? I love Shelly's talking about tangerine. I need to get tangerine back out. I use wild orange a lot, but let's, you know, tangerine it up just a bit.
Seriously, right?
Stuff. Oh, and Lee, I'm with you. Lee, green mandarin is one of my very favorite oils of the whole collection to diffuse. So that's beautiful. Hope, adaptive breathe, and on guard blends, says Aaron. Love that. Hi, Cindy. Welcome. Lime. Yes. Lime and cheer in the diffuser. I'm going to have to try that. I haven't gone there. I'll have to try that one. I'm using for myself this morning, again, like you've heard it before, it's not new. I've got my glow blend on my face. Do I not look so glowy today? That is some highlighter too, to be clear. You know, there's a little bit of makeup on there, but I do have on my skin, you know, some Frank and Copaiba and Rose and blue tansy, some rosehip oil, some good stuff like that. And I've got some adaptive on my body. I love adaptive. I put that in my diffuser before sleep last night with an extra 2 drops of lavender in there. And man, oh, I slept so good last night. I love that. Do you guys do nighttime diffusers too? I don't always do it. I forget, you know, you just get going and don't always utilize that. But man, it just makes like this peaceful, it's like you're in a spa in your own bedroom, like, oh, here we go. So that's what's up for me and what I'm utilizing. Can we also talk about, I don't know if doTERRA still sells these. I happen to have my oil bag right here and I was using this last night. This was gifted to me. So you see the little O on it. It's one of those, how do you call this? A gua sha stone? Andy, do you know what this is called?
Oh, I thought it was just called a scraper. Like Natalie has her set.
Well, this is a doTERRA one. I don't know if they're still selling them. Someone gifted it to me, but it's, I think it's called a gua sha stone, everyone. It was I love this business, how you know, it's like, I'm not going to do it now because I have all my makeup on, but down through, yeah, okay. It says rosemary. I am in love with this thing. If doTERRA is not still selling them, find one somewhere because I think, gosh, it just helps. I think it's peaceful and calming, but I think it helps remove some of that inflammation out of your face. So I put on my glow blend last night. You know, I've been doing this at night where I'll wash my face, put on my glow blend, you know, so I've got all the oils that are just like on the skin, a little moisturizer. And then it's just like, I am loving this thing. So are they not still making them? Yeah. Meg's saying that's correct, but wish they still sold them. She sent that to panelists. So anyway, someone gifted me that in my friend group, and I'm so grateful to have one. I'm now starting, you know how it's one of those things in life that once you have your focus on something, you start to see it everywhere, right? You're starting to experience that. So I think, Andy, that's what's up for me. If I can take just a second talking about that, how's the Facebook side coming? And maybe we're not meant to be on Facebook today.
That's kind of what I'm feeling because I've tried two different browsers.
Yeah.
Like 4 different times.
Let's just leave it be.
One page, one group. So
yep.
I think we're just going to have to send a positive vibe out to our Facebook friends and say,
yeah,
catch us on Zoom.
We'll catch you on Zoom.
Okay, well, perfect.
Zoom. Well, what I'm focusing on was, we were just saying, you know, it's like what you focus on, you start to see it. So now, like on social media and different places, I'm hearing about these gua sha stones and these skincare processes with them and so forth. But I have my, what's coming up for me next week is my annual 30-day experience, coaching experience with my mindset makeover course that I do each May. It's my 6th year doing it. And so talking about what we focus on expands, the power of nourishing our mindsets, as well as we talk about manifesting, marketing, and money. The cool thing that I love about this year and this course, we did something similar last year, is it's a pick your own price point opportunity. And so you get to decide at which tuition level you want to choose to opt in. I love to offer it that way, is that, you know, some people still pay the full tuition amount, and many, you know, will pick another option that's lower than that. Is I just don't like that resources would keep someone out of doing that course. And so my Mindset Makeover course kicks off next week. If you've not ever participated in that, I invite you to check it out. The website is mymindsetmakeover.com. But it has me thinking, because my podcast, something similar, went live this morning for this week's show, is talking about how your mindset creates your mood, right? And I think we've talked about that in these sessions before. I mean, of course we have at some level, but it's just being aware. I was listening to the recording myself yesterday and just being conscious of about, like, just like my physical body, am I being intentional with my mindset and with how I'm showing up for my brain? And what am I focused on? What am I visualizing? Like right now, I want all of you to take a moment, take a deep breath. And if you're not driving, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to see yourself in your mind's eye, just simply happy and smiling. Maybe like, standing up or sitting up a little taller, you're feeling good. Or see yourself after coming back from a workout or getting off that Peloton and feeling good. Or seeing yourself connect with your sweetheart, if applicable, and just being loving and kind towards them. And, you know, seeing yourself at convention, crossing the stage at your next rank, and whatever it is that you want to visualize. But from gratitude listing to affirmations to visualization, you know, to what you're reading and listening to. But are you actually, that's just my question for all of you to be entertaining, is are you actively curating your own mindset? Now, are you dropping into that for yourself? Are you intentional about it? It's another great way to frame the same concept, is thinking about that we don't just stumble into good moods or stumble into positive thinking or, you know, all of these goals, but your mindset leads your life for sure. So it's something just to be thinking about for yourself and to be nourishing and curating for you, is, gosh, am I doing the things that help me nourish my brain in a positive way? So that's definitely what's up for me, is because since I'm in prep mode, I'm also looking at for myself, you know, how often, you know, am I regularly planting and nourishing the positive, versus we all have what I call the weeds always return, right? Like that's the way of the natural law of the earth, is weeds return. And that in our, you know, person in our lives can represent, you know, our negative thoughts or self-doubts and so forth. So it's being intentional about our thoughts, because you're feeling, what's talked about in the show today, is that you're feeling what you're thinking. And we often, it's like, are those moods we can trace back to, wait, what thoughts did I just think? And if you're thinking a thought like, gosh, you know, I'm just so overwhelmed, or there's not enough time, that's going to lead to a feeling of stress. Or if you're thinking thoughts like, you know what, life is working in my favor, God, universe has my back, I'm so excited to see, or you think a thought like, who can I serve today? And then you watch the feelings that accompany those thoughts. It works for positive or negative. It's just the power of our thinking and the power then of being conscious about those mindsets. So those are some thoughts that are up for me. How about for you, my friend? And I'm still on the edge of my seat about this kombucha hack.
You're so funny. I love what you're sharing. you know, I was going to change it up a little bit and ask this morning, instead of where are you calling from, if you could call from anywhere in the world, where would you be calling from, right? Natalie and I were in Hawaii a couple of weeks ago, and that's like our happy place. And so sometimes we can't physically be in the zip code of our dreams, but mentally we can. And so are we being intentional there? Are we living into a future that we desire? Are we just defaulting? Like you said, like the weeds are always going to come back. You can count on that. And so it's not until we apply effort that we get to a destination where we actually want to be. So such a good share and such a good reminder. Thank you for that, Tiff.
Yeah. So good. I love Shelly just put her manifesting zip code in there and just talking about that, saying law of attraction is definitely manifested over this way. I love that. And then Amy, it's inspiring too, is she says, I have two daughters in particular who are so good at keeping that mindset and they're creating great things in their lives. They work hard as well. And then Rosemary says, I typically start my day with a meditative mindset of positive feeling and abundance. So smart, right? It's just like, hey, that's again, a very intentional mm-hmm. action to say, I want to set myself up to win, to be in a good mood, to have a good positive energy and to feel excited about the day. That's a great way is starting your day with that. So thank you for sharing it.
So good. Okay. Well, you're ready for the big reveal.
Yes. The big reveal, everyone. Here it comes.
So kombucha, like Tiffany said, averages $4 to $40 a bottle and doesn't taste great. But what's funny is it's one of the best hacks for your health. 90% of health starts in the gut. And so getting healthy bugs in there instead of just the bad bugs is really the name of the game. So all the fermented foods, you know, kimchi. oh, why am I blanking on the... what's the cabbage one that's sauerkraut? You know, all the yummy foods, right? But kombucha is a fermented drink that can get a lot of healthy bugs in your gut. Did you know that kombucha also has a lot of other stuff that doesn't do great things in your gut? So I have one of my good friends who's also a health genius guru. Like he could spend 10 hours just going off on this one subject. He said, if you take apple cider vinegar and pour it in your water, then that'll be 10 times healthier. And it just gets the gut in a healthy state to start digesting food. So Natalie and I do intermittent fasting. And so we always finish our fast by drinking some apple cider vinegar and water. And then I had the brilliant idea of adding apple cider vinegar to some sparkling water, right? Some Pellegrino. And then we add essential oils. So our favorite blend right now is 2 drops lemon, 2 drops wild orange, and a drop of ginger to apple cider vinegar and sparkling water. And it costs about a tenth as much. And there's no bad, only good. And so it's amazing how apple cider vinegar is one of the cheapest hacks out there. There's a name for what it does to your gut. And I hadn't heard this phrase before, but apparently it's a thing. So it's called a GDA, a glucose disposal agent. So basically, like if you know that you're going to be having a snack or you're going to be having some carbs and you're trying to do keto, if you take a GDA, a glucose disposal agent, 30 minutes beforehand, then that will help in a big way to sort of cancel out carbs or sweeteners. So Becky is saying, my cocktail is almost exactly the same. Love it. So here I am feeling like some kind of genius, and this is probably like out there on the internet, and it's just a really simple but powerful hack.
You are a genius. Let's be clear about that. And it is new for me. I haven't heard it before. So some of us, this is like, you know, groundbreaking. So would you be willing to put that little recipe in the,
yes,
the whole thing in the chat box?
Yep. I'll put it in there.
I'm willing to lean in and to try this with you because this is something that sounds a little different. It still doesn't sound like we're drinking a chocolate bar, but you know, I'm also drinking celery juice this morning, which is, you know, an awesome thing for me. And that also doesn't taste like a chocolate bar, but I actually like how celery juice tastes now.
So guess what? This same thing happens here. It starts out and kind of feels like a kick in the face, but after a while it actually grows on you. And I've come to the point where I crave it. So these things happen.
Yeah.
They can happen for all of us.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah.
Well, so I mean, let me type up that recipe.
To be clear, we're not marketing this that it tastes like the sweet potato fries we had last weekend when we were all together.
I know, right?
You know, hey, y'all, I love sweet potato fries. Anyone else? Like those things.
Seriously.
But speaking of hot cocoa oil, I mean, I don't want to make an overpromise, but I think, Andy, I think I did tell you this, that a couple weekends ago, I was at an incredible event around human trafficking with a group called the Maloof Foundation. And there were people that flew in from all over around the world. And they're doing some phenomenal work around, you know, survivors and support and, you know, legislative action around human and sex trafficking. And David Sterling was there, as they do so much good with, you know, supporting good causes and things like that. He and his wife was there and just sat right in front of me. And so we got a chance to chat and connect for a little bit and just, you know, shared and catch up and how much loved doTERRA and grateful for them. But I did ask him, or I did share, I said, do you think there's any way that they could make like a hot cocoa oil, right? That we could put hot cocoa oil in a doTERRA bottle. And we kind of laughed and joked about that. But I'm just saying, I did plant the seed. I'm not saying it's going to happen, everyone, but hey, it's at least put out in the universe, right? Like one of you was,
that's all we can do.
You want to manifest Paris. You know, I'd love to see a hot cocoa oil show up in the doTERRA collection. I mean, imagine that.
I don't think it's too much to ask.
I diffuse that thing all day.
Oh my gosh.
All day. And just, you know, all day.
Well, I'm sitting here drinking my hot cocoa without the sweetener.
Your Creole brew.
And this is also my diffuser. Yeah, the Creole brew. So I'm diffusing it right here as we speak. So how hard can it be, doTERRA? I mean,
hot cocoa oil. I mean, I just went right to the top, and it was like, after we talked about all these, you know, great work that's happening in the room, it was like, well, maybe doTERRA could make a hot cocoa oil.
Well, let's be honest. If chocolate isn't therapeutic, then I don't know what is.
It is. If that's not therapeutic grade, I mean, you know,
it's okay. Gospel truth.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. So do you also, the Creole brew recipe, I think you've shared, is linked somewhere too. Could you drop that as well again?
Yep. I'll drop it in right now.
Because see, Andy, I just need to, I don't know if you guys know this, but Natalie and Andy are building a new home, and they're building me a room, a little apartment in this home. And so that'll be so nice, because I don't know how to make some of these things, or I haven't made them yet, you know? And so if you could just every, you know, day make the Creole brew and this kombucha blend, I mean, how nice would that be to be on site?
I don't see any problems with that.
Yeah.
So we'll just have it on tap.
Yeah. Let's just make it run. Jen's saying she's waiting for the cotton candy kids blend.
Ooh, I like that.
That's a good choice too.
Excellent choice.
Yeah.
Tam saying we did get our adaptogenic hot cocoa, so we really can't say that doTERRA has never offered us chocolate.
What?
And I do love.
What did they offer?
You know, for Christmas, one of the holiday offerings was adaptogenic hot cocoa. Did you not get some?
I did not.
Oh my goodness!
You must have forgot to put that in a gift for me.
Oh my goodness. We were so distracted with peanut butter cups that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know what's on your next gift list.
How fun. Okay. Should we just actually do some coaching today or some sharing?
I don't know. I think our time's almost up. So should we just call it a day?
I mean, we've got all these recipes, friends, which is awesome.
It's recipe day at Wednesday church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said we jump into some coaching. So, if you are here with us today, you are extra special because Facebook is not with us. So we invite you to raise your hand, put your questions in the comments, and we would love to support you however we can today. Okay. So somebody's asking on the drink that we do, is club soda the same as sparkling water? They don't taste the same to me. I don't know how they make club soda, but I don't know, for some reason club soda kind of has this dry flavor, if that's a thing. So it's the green bottle that you buy at Costco is what we use. It's not Perrier, but what is that stuff?
Pellegrino.
Is it Pellegrino?
I don't know.
It's the green one. Okay. And then somebody asked about the amount of apple cider vinegar. We put that in the recipe in the chat. So I've heard that mineral water has amazing health benefits just on its own. So this is why they drink it all over Europe. And all right, Rosemary has given us some drops of wisdom here.
Love it. But yeah, let's move into some coaching. Loves, it's the last week of the month. We're on the cusp of May 1st. Can you even believe that, by the way, Andy Goddard?
I know.
So who has something you want support with, whether it's, you know, let's get focused together. We could do some goal setting together of looking at a new month if you like, or something of that nature, or maybe something's up with your team or business. I mean, whatever it is, that you want support with, let's definitely jump into that. Tekla is saying really struggling with getting people to Zoom classes, any suggestions? Let's riff on that for a minute. Andy, anything you want to lead out with on that?
Sure. So I think, first of all, Tekla, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but I dare say that you're probably not alone. a lot of people are kind of zoomed out and gone are the days that you could just put a post on your Facebook that, hey, I'm doing a class on essential oils. Everybody jump in, right? Like I don't believe we're anywhere near market saturation, but there is such a thing as message saturation. So what I mean by that is essential oils were kind of a novel thing 12 years ago when doTERRA started, I guess 13 now. I think they just had their birthday. So when we have a brand new thing that is hitting the mainstream, then it's a new message. And so people come to classes based on that message. But after a while, that message gets to the end of the row and all of a sudden people feel like they've heard it before. Even if they've never given oils a fair chance, they feel like they've heard that message before. So they're not as open to it. So the thing that I've found is working best right now is targeting specific things. So dialing into, you know, is it mental health? Is it emotional health? Is it, you know, specific health projects, as we call them, you know? Are people working on cellular health? Are they working on brain health? So many different ways to tackle it. But the ones I've heard that are most popular right now are the stress, anxiety, just because that's up for so many of us. So that's a message that it's, you know, it's not as old, or if people have approached that wasn't the main selling point for coming to a Zoom class. So that's what I've heard is working best. And And I love the comment that Leslie puts here that if you sample correctly, it makes all the difference. So yeah, those are a couple of my thoughts, but Tiff, I'd love to hear yours. Shifting to online only has definitely been a pivot for all of us. What advice do you have for getting people to actually attend, right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just knowing that some of us are just Zoom tired, you know, or where we've done so much of that. So part of it, why I'm just saying that is because it's easy to catch. Part of that mindset is to catch your own thinking is what we're choosing to think about the situation or to take it personally, right? Like, gosh, I would say, you know, a couple of things that you could do to help, you know, boost up that Zoom is make sure that you're also, you know, doing some like fun, maybe you do a fun giveaway, right? And like say, hey, and not that you want to say, okay, we do that every single session, but you can say, hey, attend for the, you know, every time you attend, you enter this drawing, you know, type of thing and enter to win. And whether that's something you deliver digitally or a bottle of wild orange or something like that, that you can encourage some giveaways for participation, right? And that must be quote present to win type thing is a way to encourage attendance. And so you could do some fun things like that or give out, you know, a Starbucks gift card, that type of thing. You could do some giveaways. You could also encourage to say, hey, you know, bring this oil blend, you know, to our call, or we're going to be sharing, you know, the top three new diffuser blends for spring, you know, on this live session, or let's do a book club and that everyone's reading or listening to some content together that you're going to be sharing. And what I want you to be thinking about is how do we create more engagement, right? Engagement to get people to show up and to participate. You can think of giveaways, you can think of content and participation. You know, you could also do like, hey, like let's set some new goals for this month, you know, and have it be a little bit of a goal setting session and sharing, bring one image off your vision board or something like that. Is I just feel like if there's some ways that you can kind of, you know, mix it up or dance party or, you know, those types of things that, you know, help encourage it. But just realize that I'm hopefully neutralizing some of that is that it doesn't feel like you take it so personally in terms that, gosh, maybe it's me or I'm just not offering value. Is sometimes what's happening, you know, for the experience that people are like, hey, I want to get outside literally and figuratively, and I want to meet in person. And thankfully, based on where you live, more and more that's happening. I spoke for my first live big group. You know, there's been some definitely small group things happening. And thankfully, more and more of the live event world is coming back. But for myself, I spoke for my first big, like 100 person group on Saturday, a women's group called Women in Light, and just a beautiful gathering. And I totally cried, Andy. Like I was not prepared. I did not wear waterproof mascara, but I just got so emotional and so touched. Like, wow. Oh, it was like a big exhale, like a group of people gathered for a good purpose, right? And so anyway, I'm grateful for that. In the meantime, we are still going to meet on Zoom and have virtual things, just like we meet here every week. You know, those are some things that I was sharing before that can help maybe with some more engagement.
I love that. So good to gather, right? Mm-hmm. So I mean, obviously follow whatever safety rules you feel you need to. But it's true that people are gathering more and more and more. I just saw Emily Wright flew out to somewhere back east and did some live events. So did Dan Gazaway. So corporate's getting out there. We need to get ourselves out there too. Like we can't just expect that Zoom is going to work forever. Like we need to gather and we need to be creative and do it in ways that are working, but definitely get yourself out there. Mm-hmm. People love to gather.
Yeah.
Tekla was saying that she created a new class around Healthy Can Be Simple to switch it up to EOS 101. I think that's great. I think you can be more specific. I think you can go into women's health, you know, hormone health, brain health, gut health. Like Healthy Can Be Simple might have reached a saturation point. And if that message isn't working, I try getting more dialed in and more targeted.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love that you're mixing it up. And again, you could do a class on, say, skincare, right? And talk about the different oils and blends and things like that, or on anxiety, or to Andy's point, you know, or stress related oils. And some of that you could do is like those, you know, are you guys calling them case studies, like the week long or the 30
day? Oh yeah, study.
You know, where you have people join in, say like a group, or they're part of a series that you're doing, where there's maybe, you know, three or four classes that you're teaching on something specifically. You know, the important thing, love, is it you keep sharing. And I love that that's what you're doing, is you keep sharing, putting it out there. Consistency is king, right? Consistency on things is, you know, and again, I get it. Some Zooms, you might have three people show up, and then some Zooms, you have 35, and sometimes it's, you know, 300 or whatever it might be, is that consistency that you keep sharing. And yeah, mixing it up. So, you know, there's some different topics that you're, you know, looking at. So yeah. Jen's saying, I just did skincare and shared your glow blend, Tiff. It's amazing. Awesome, babe. Run with that. Is because again, think about what people are motivated by. A lot of people, you know, again, we're motivated by different things, but some of the things that definitely sell, right or wrong, are weight loss, right? And health, and feeling more trim and confident. And you could share, you know, Slim and Sassy and some of the protein powders and shakes and stuff. You know, you could definitely share things like that, but how people's skin looks. Like, I'm very motivated by things that help my skin look and feel great. And so like Jen's saying, I just did skincare, you know? And so some of those things where it's like, hey, you know, from anxiety and stress, that's always going to be a popular topic, to sleep, how to increase, you know, quality sleep. So you're doing a lot. I'm proud of you for, you're out there making it happen, love. So keep doing it. Maybe switch up some of your topics, or try out a case study, you know, do a 7-day type thing, or a cleanse, you know, that you're helping people through, stuff like that, I think is really good.
So good. We had a great question here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So one question was, share with us some financial tips. What percentage of your check would you put back into your business, and in which areas? Tips on how to decide how to save money and give generously. I love this question so much. It all depends on how aggressive you want to be. Obviously, we need to be strategic, but for the first couple of years, I mean, even through Diamond, Natalie and I were reinvesting the vast majority of our check back into our business. So, there's some great resources in the Empowered Success Library that actually show, I think it's called Invest in Your Business, but it actually shows like a different ranks, how much we suggest putting back in. I think the general idea was probably 50 to 80% up through, and this is aggressive, right? Like, for me and Natalie, when we saw the potential of doTERRA, we were like all in. So we probably took more risk than we'd recommend to others. Like, we took out loans on our house to invest in our business. But like 50 to 70% up through gold. And then you could start tapering back, you know, 40 to 60% at Diamond. But if you're serious about growing this thing, then like, what company has ever grown to any significant size without a marketing budget, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what company has ever launched on $0? Like, none. You can't, it can't be done. So what do we spend it on is the next logical question. So it depends on where your team is, and it depends on where your prospects are. For us, in the very, very earliest days, we didn't know what we were doing. There were no reference guides. So it's not like buying books was an option. There were no tools, you know, there's no Share Success, there was no Empowered Success. So it's not like buying tools was an option. So we just did what we knew, and that was get people to events. Hey, friend. You want to say hi? Leo is up and at him. He's had his breakfast, so he's fully charged. What'd you have for breakfast?
Pumpkin granola.
Granola. It's going to be a good day.
Hi, Leo. Good morning.
So the only thing we knew was events. And I love what Seth Rizmé says. He says, lives change. I can't remember his exact wording, but the basic idea is belief is built and, major decisions are made at live events. So what he means by that is there's something about live gathering that gets people's attention and gets them to commit like nothing else. Like, you would not believe how many people come to convention as a faithful product user, but with no interest in the business. And guess what? They leave convention as a committed builder. Is it because doTERRA flashes big checks and Emily Wright comes in a Lambo on stage? No, it's not. It's just, there's something about that live event that naturally gets people's minds turning. Like, wait a minute, I love this product. So in the early days, that's what Natalie and I invested in. We just did anything and everything we could to get people to convention. So that's the thing that we took out a home loan on, was paying for convention tickets and hotels and airplane tickets and just getting people there. So that's, to me, that's a no-brainer. Let's say convention's only once a year, right? Like, there's only so many people you can get there. So getting people to corporate to do a tour of campus, and I'm talking about potential builders, right? This is not potential customers. These are people who have serious business potential. I love what James Bybee calls it, touching the mothership. The more exposure you can get them, hey, can daddy have a turn? Thanks. The more exposure you can get them and the higher touch, if you want something, go across mom. Then the higher their chance of converting that to belief and then to action. So Natalie and I have had massive success just getting people into corporate, walking around, showing them what we're up to. You know, they see all of the posters and all of the co-impact and all the humanitarian projects. They feel that. They shake hands with a few people. It doesn't even have to be an owner. You know, just get them to shake hands with Sarah Marie or pretty much anyone over doTERRA is a quality person, and they're going to feel that. And so, you know, at New Skin, they do fly-ins, and it's where, like, once every month or so, they people can fly in their own prospects, and they do that. They do a tour of the New Skin campus. They have speakers. They have people from the field and from corporate who are speaking. And guess what? It's a model that works. And that's why we've invested huge amounts of money in that. And it continues to work to this day. Now, thankfully, these days, we have other great resources. We have reference guides. We have the Empower Success System. So those are really simple things that you can use to reinvest in your business. We offer them as incentives. So, you know, enrollment incentives, builder incentives, a really simple builder incentive that you can do to reinvest in your team is matching fast starts. So let's say you've got a new builder and they really want to go big. You say, hey, you and anyone on your team, we're going to take the 20% fast start level and we're just going to double that. So, you know, you're going to get $40 from doTERRA. We're going to give you 40. So that's $80. All of a sudden, enrolling someone with a 200 PV kit, you just get $80 back. That starts to become meaningful. So matching fast starts has always paid for itself and more. So those are just a couple of quick off the cuff ideas. Like I said, go download that worksheet. I'll find the link. But Tiff, do you have any thoughts on reinvesting or financial tips?
Yeah, I love to think. So, I mean, again, I love everything, Andy, you were saying. And so that's a little, I want to talk about that piece too, which is, okay, how you invest back into your business for sure. But I know for me personally on the financial front is that I'm a big believer in the law of the tithe or tithing, reciprocity, giving back, right? Like some of you know about a book. I have several books under money, and one is definitely that I'm a big believer in is called The Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity by Edwin Gaines, G-A-I-N-E-S, Edwin. She's a beautiful little Southern woman, and I love her audible version of the book too, because that Southern accent that she reads it. I almost wore a t-shirt today. I just got in the mail that says pretty Southern on it. Because as you know, on the inside, I'm not from the South, but I sure feel Southern a lot of the time. That's not the point. Point being, in her material of the Four Spiritual Laws of Prosperity, she leads out with the power law of tithing. And she said, most people assume that means religious, and not everyone's religious, but she's saying religious or not, it's a spiritual law, right? And so for me, that looks like 10% goes to, you know, my faith. Right? And you can support a church, but a charity. And she talks about you tithe to where you're spiritually fed from. And so living into that law of generosity and whatever you choose to do, right? Like, I'm not here to say it has to be a certain thing or a certain way, but definitely living into that for yourself is that a portion of your financial resources goes into goodness, right? I think that helps you partner with God or source or universe in such a rich way, where you're leaning into, you know, that you're trusted, you're as this steward that's like, hey, it's going to come through me, yes, for my life, but also I'm going to lean into that. So for me, it looks like pay God, pay TIF, meaning myself, my investment, and then pay your bills. And then what's left over is play money. And that has served me really, really well throughout my life financially. I mean, we've all heard about the financial tips of pay yourself first, right? That principle of, and again, whether that's $20 a month or $2,000 a month or whatever you're at financially, how you lean into that. In terms of leaning back into your business, I think that's one of your best investments. For me, a portion of every, say, if someone hires me for coaching or they join Success Academy or a group thing, or they're coming to a live event, a portion of that tuition goes back into the client, where we might be sending, you know, a welcome VIP package that's got some books and a notebook and maybe a bath bomb or something like that. Or we do a portion of that goes back into the client. Is I think that's really, really smart, as well as like Andy's saying, you know, whether advertising, I have very little formal dollars go to advertising. We do use some Facebook and Instagram ads on occasion as we have a promotion or something coming up. But mostly what I think is valuable is you share, you know, again, you put out there, you know, that good content and so forth. But I'm a big believer of, instead of investing in massive amounts of advertising, is that you, like Andy was modeling, you put it back into your business where, you know, you go, you know, host things around convention, or you put gifts or things or, you know, samples back in the mail, things of that nature. In terms of what percentage, I think that depends on your profit margins, right? So like, let's say for me, I have someone gives me $100 for a live event ticket. Well, we have hard costs for that, to rent the space and, you know, to pay for the AV and maybe food and beverage and to print a workbook and things like that. But probably out of that $100, there's probably around $10 we put, if sometimes a little more, $10 to $15 that we put back into the client experience, where they might be receiving a book, right? I've given out lots of books, or a really nice aluminum water bottle that your essential oils can go in, that's got some branding of the event, but some kind of a gift will go back into. So you could say that's about a 10% margin. Well, sometimes I'm not always depending on the number, right? Like, let's say I have a contract for $10,000. Sometimes I'm not necessarily putting $1,000 back into the client, but on that case, like I've recently been booked for that, for a mastermind I'm helping lead in Florida. And so a portion of that, you know, where I might say then take $100 or something and put back into the client that's just booked me for that, if that makes sense. Is I like us to think about, as people, you know, invest in you, or you have people from customers to leaders investing, you have a portion of that you think, oh, we want to put back into growth, into the person, the client directly, or yes, to do that always, the gratitude back, but also, you know, you might say some of that profit that you're earning with your business is in, you know, nurturing new prospects, like Andy was saying, the fly-ins or the connections like that, I think is really smart. I just love you're even asking the question, because there's so many ways that we can be thinking and brainstorming. I know for me, a big way that I invest back in my business is I invest in my own personal coaching and masterminds that I attend. One of the most powerful things I've done to keep on growing as my own business is, you know, over past 11 years, you know, being out here, being self-employed, a lot of times, instead of investing in advertising, I'm investing in either a combination of networking or personal growth, where I'm attending conferences or masterminds or hiring coaches that help me grow. Is I invest back in me to help me grow and learn and expand, that then helps my business continue to grow financially as well. To me, that's been such a powerful thing. Is you're your most important, you're your number one asset, most important. And so investing back in your brain is one of the most powerful things, I think, in addition to all the other tips that you can be doing, you know, that help you. And sometimes investing in you might be a fitness coach, right? To really dial up your fitness and your energy, which gives you so much more capacity in your business. But sometimes hiring a life coach, a business coach, working on your marketing strategies, you know, that's one of the most, if I say, okay, what are some of the key things I've done for my own financial growth, is investing in my brain.
Amen, sister. So true. Yeah. And that's something that I didn't mention before. Now that I even started doTERRA, we hired a life coach, and sorry, Tiff, this is before we met you.
Hey, I know. I'm grateful you're coaching, period. And I think I know who it was.
Yes. And that was not a small expense. Like, we, again, borrowed money against our house. And I hate that this is part of our story, but I think there's part of it, I don't know, the fact that we believed in ourselves enough to invest in ourselves made a big difference. And so I'm not advising anyone go into debt for these things. And that's what we did. So there you have it, right? So we hired a life coach. It was, you know, multiple four figures. And we, you know, we spent the next 6 months just doing a deep dive into our strengths, our gifts, our passions, our why. And that was the foundation that we launched our doTERRA business from. So I am forever grateful that we chose to invest in ourselves, and we've chosen to do so ever since. And also a huge amen to the law of the tithe. We've done our best to do that ever since Natalie and I got married. So we believe that God is good and that he gives back generously. So we give a little bit to him and he gives everything back to us. I did find that resource I was looking for. So there's I'll just share my screen here, but I put a link to the influence guide in the chat box, but there's a page in the influence guide called Invest for Success. And it just goes over all the things we've been talking about and more. Ways that you can invest time and energy and money and resource. So you don't have to invest money, but if you want to, these are the top tips. And I still remember the leadership where Corey Lindley got up on stage and he's like, guys, you know, if you're making some money now, invest it where you made your money. Don't go out and become, you know, start investing in stocks or real estate or whatever. Like, if you really want to grow, then, and doTERRA is where you made your money, then reinvest into doTERRA. So far and away, doTERRA has been the lion's share of everything we've ever invested in. So probably hard to read, but those are, that's a great resource. There's another one in the Multiply Guide that talked about investing just kind of in general. It's called Grow Your Wealth here on page 19. That one's not specifically like the question you're asking, you know, how to invest in my doTERRA business. This is just like, now that you've made money, how do I protect it? How do I continue to make my money match my goals, right? So doTERRA actually partnered with a company and came out with a book. And this is the Cliff Notes version of that book, track, target, trim, and train. the four T's of financial prosperity. But some great tips here, you know, following the free to give program, getting out of debt, really great advice there. Okay, I think we had one last question that we probably have time for. And that was, Founders 2.0. I can't find it right now, but somebody was like, hey, can you tell us, is it worth going for Founders 2.0? You know, should I even try? We've seen seven or so people now who have made it into the Founders 2.0 club. It's a lot of work. Should I even try? It's probably what you're asking yourselves. And I'll be honest, Nav and I have asked ourselves the same question. You know, we're not spring chicks, and we're a little tired. So does it make sense to even try? So here's what I know about Founders 2.0. Once doTERRA gets to the second billion, you'll be making $80,000 a year in residual income just from that bonus alone. But on your way, you'll also be getting to at least platinum. There's no way to get into Founders 2.0 without at least getting to platinum. So most people will probably be starting around, you know, some rank, maybe premier and silver. And so you'll probably need to get to diamond. So on your way to Founders 2.0, you're going to create a residual income of probably $100,000 a year. So is it worth it? Founders 2.0 is the best incentive program doTERRA's ever launched. We've had enrollment incentives, you know, we've got the incentive trip, we've had Prime Wellness. there have been lots of enrollment incentives, and that frankly is not the core of our business. I mean, we all need to be sharing and enrolling, of course, but at the end of the day, Founders 2.0 incentivizes good behavior better than anything I've seen before. So good behavior, what is it? It's developing leaders. It's raising leaders. It's training up a generation of people who are not only passionate about the product, but are committed to the mission and are out there preaching the mission with you, the message, right? So is it worth it? Man, to me, it's just a no-brainer. Nav and I were checking our points just last night, and I mean, we're all going to age. I love how Tiffany says aging happens by default. You know, the passage of time happens by default. So what are you going to do with that time? Life takes effort. So why not put effort into something that's meaningful and that lasts? I mean, this is the thing that I'm seeing more and more. People who have spent 30, 40 years pouring into a career just to have, you know, they get laid off or the company goes under, and what do they have to show for their entire life of work? Very little or nothing. So why not instead pour your heart and your soul into a cause that you can say, I did something that mattered. I changed some lives and I don't regret a minute of it. And that's where you'll feel and where you'll be if you go for it. And even if you don't make it, like that's the cool thing about Founders 2.0. Like you might earn 800 points or 500 points out of 1,000, but guess what? That probably doubled your doTERRA business. It probably tripled your doTERRA business. And it got you focused on the right thing. So man, I'm pretty passionate about this one, but going for Founders 2.0 is probably the most strategic thing that you can do, and getting your people on board and going for Founders 2.0, definitely the most leveraged, beneficial activity that you could be focused on in this season. And it's going to expire. Once that sucker is filled, there's no more 2.0 founders. So I would just say, man, definitely choose in, lean in, and go for it.
And I just give a solid amen to that. It's like, you're already going to be on the field working. You might as well work for it and go for it, right? Because to his point, whether it happens or doesn't happen, it's going to help you in the growth and going to help set you up and others for more good things. So great thoughts. Thank you for sharing. And Andy, Tam is already giving you a solid endorsement for your drink. This is what we love, positive press. She just made your new drink. She did add a dash of stevia to it, right? And she said really enjoyed it.
See? I love it. Thank you for the endorsement.
You're already getting positive press on it. So maybe we all try that this week. Well, we're grateful you've been here, and we wish you a great rest of your day. Great rest of the last few days of April. We are about to turn the corner on May 1st. Can you believe it? So exciting. And we will see you guys here next Wednesday at the same time. We'll be back on. So we'll look forward to connecting with you then.
And if you are going for the floral promotion, right, the jasmine or the Divana, you've still got a couple days left. If you're close, don't quit. This jasmine will probably never come around again. It's not the jasmine we've had before. So yeah, go for it. We believe in you. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week.